This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. Thousands of Chippewa Valley residents braved below-freezing temperatures on Saturday to attend another No Kings rally in Eau Claire. It was the third iteration of the No Kings rallies over the last year, with simultaneous rallies taking place across the country. Like the previous events, protesters carried signs highlighting their criticisms of the Trump administration, with many focusing on issues like healthcare access, the impact of unpredictable tariffs, and federal immigration policy changes. Carlos Moran was a featured speaker at the event and shared how the shift in rhetoric over the last year has impacted the immigrant community.
Today, too many immigrants, especially Latino and people of color, are living in fear, uncertainty, and pain. The rhetoric, the policies, and the treatment of immigrants have sent a cruel message that we are unwanted, that we're a suspect, that we do not belong. And that message does not stay in Washington. It reaches into our homes, our schools, our neighborhoods, and into the hearts of our children.
Chippewa Valley Indivisible organizers estimated a crowd of over 5,000 people in Eau Claire. They also estimated a crowd of over 600 people for the No Kings rally in Chippewa Falls on Saturday afternoon. The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a new scam circulating the area. According to a press release, scammers have been posing as city or county officials and emailing their potential victims fake invoice requests for things like permits. They then attempt to pressure their potential victim into urgently making the fake payment through a wire transfer. Law enforcement authorities are reminding residents that real government officials will not request payments in that manner, and they should verify the legitimacy of a request by contacting the government office directly. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A new Wisconsin law now spells out what counts as anti-Semitism, but it's drawing mixed reactions. Governor Tony Evers signed the bill late last week, saying it helps clarify hate crime enforcement. Critics, including state representative and Democratic gubernatorial candidate Francesca Hong, argue it could be used to label political views as discrimination and harm academic freedom. Supporters say it doesn't punish speech, it just defines when bias turns into a crime. The daughter of a Wisconsin lawmaker is accused of stealing tens of thousands of dollars from his campaign. Elizabeth Johnson, daughter of State Senator Jesse James of Altoona, is charged with taking $32,000 while serving as his campaign treasurer. Investigators say she made several unauthorized cash withdrawals and later admitted using the money for her business. Johnson has repaid the funds, but now faces four felony charges and could see up to 20 years in prison if convicted. Thousands of people showed up across Wisconsin for No Kings rallies. Over 100 rallies took place Saturday as protesters lined up with posters and signs accusing President Trump of abuse of power and authority overreach. Wisconsin GOP spokesperson Annika Rickard responded by calling Democratic Governor Evers a wannabe king and claimed Republicans have been delivering results for Wisconsinites. And the State Elections Commission says 21 voters are being referred to district attorneys around the state for possibly voting while serving felony sentences. A report out last week says two of those cases ended in convictions, one is pending, and most others are still being reviewed. The agency says it runs the same check after every election, comparing voter and corrections records. The cases make up a tiny fraction of total votes cast in 2025. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kick off a three-game series against the Rays tonight at Five Sir Forum. The Brewers with a 9-7 win over the White Sox yesterday to complete a three-game sweep of Chicago. They scored six runs in the bottom of the eighth, capped off by a three-run homer from Christian Yelich.
I mean, we just kind of battled all day. We got off to a tough start, got behind early, but, you know, the guys kept talking in the dugout the whole time. Like, let's just get this thing close, give ourselves an opportunity at the end to be in it, keep grinding, and you just kind of kept putting putting the pressure on with really good at-bats there, and kind of just got a mistake pitch and put a good swing on it.
Women's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Columbia Lions today in Wichita in the WBIT tournament. NBA, the Bucks competed but came up short at home to the Clippers, 127-113. Gary Trent Jr. with a season-high 36 points.
You got to go all out. Be the best teammate you can be. Contribute towards winning and go out and fight.
That's the Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. with sports. I'm Mike Clemens. Chippewa Valley
weather. It is going to be a really nice sunny day today. Our high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered showers and thunderstorms late tonight. Our low dropping to 43. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, with a high of only 53. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it's 42.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.FM.